Hey, we're back.
Hey, welcome back to GWK, the podcast that records occasionally and talks about geeky things. Joining me this week is Shouse, and we're talking about MLB The Show 23, the latest addition to the MLB franchise. It was created by San Diego Studios and published by Sony Interactive, and it's based on baseball. The baseballs, as the people with the sports say. And as you can tell, because we are geeks with kids and not jocks with kids, we are going to have the most detailed baseball review ever.
Yeah, anyway.
Sports ball. So this game was released on the Xbox One, Xbox Series S and X, the Nintendo Switch, and the PlayStation 4 and 5. So it's still one of those games that go cross-generational, which is just because it is gorgeous.
It looks so good on PS5. I think we both played it on PS5, right?
We did. This is also the 18th entry in the MLB The Show franchise. This game was released on March 28th, so we've had it for about a month, and we've been playing it on and off. We're going to break it down, but before we get into that, have you played any of the MLB The Show games before, Shouse?
You know what? I don't think I have. Like, I was giving that some thought and sort of going back through my repertoire of sports games that I've played, and there was a long haul where I didn't play any baseball on my video game consoles. Like, I played some hockey, played some football, but a lot of golf because my dad liked playing golf with me. But baseball, like, I go back to, you know, the RBI games on the Nintendo, the original NES, and then I kind of hadn't touched baseball for a while. So I was approaching this game from somebody who was playing the little 8-bit, you know, little characters running around on the screen. You could barely tell if it was their hand or their face on the screen.
Yep.
You know, and then coming to this, and so there's a lot in between there that I didn't get to experience. I feel like I'm jumping into the future already of baseball games, and it blew me away. Mm-hmm. Just what I saw compared to what I was used to seeing with baseball games. What about you? Have you played the series?
I gotta be honest, no. I played baseball games on my NES and my SNES. Base Wars, it was probably one of my favorite games on the NES.
Oh, was that the one with the robots?
That was the one with the robots and the fighting.
They need to remake that.
I agree, 100%. And then I played a lot of NHL games. That was my jam. Mm. I loved NHL games. I still play them till now, ever so often. Technically, I was also just really coming into this with new eyes. And I know how detailed the NHL games got after a certain point where they just started getting way more and more, for the sports fan. They did the same thing with Madden.
You were playing the broadcast at a point. It felt like you were watching the broadcast on TV, but you were controlling the players with your controller.
Exactly. And that's how I felt when I started playing this game. Because when I popped it on, you get this beautiful video intro talking about the legacy of baseball. And I'm sitting there
epic.
I'm learning so much about baseball. A sport I used to play for a long time. Yeah. Like, I played it all through high school as well. And then you jump in the game and... even if you just do an exhibition, it looks like you're playing an actual video game. Like, the visuals are astounding.
Yeah, like they go to commercial. They go to, you know what I mean? Like, it's all there. And the funny part was, once I started playing this, and I was playing it with my son. My son's 11. We were sitting down and we loaded up together. We're like, we're gonna play this. We're gonna play this together. We're gonna play a whole game through. And he really enjoyed the opening sequence as well. But it actually got us excited about the current state of sports video games.
And they update the rosters, so you have the most up-to-date rosters.
Yeah. And so, like, as soon as we finished playing this one, we instantly went into the PlayStation Store, and we were like, okay, what else is on sale? Pick up NBA 2K, Tiger, you know, the I don't know if they're still called the Tiger Woods games, but, you know, the various golf games.
The PGA Tour or whatever.
Yeah, because it was like... Is this where sports games are now? Mm-hmm. This is an exciting time, especially if you're not really a huge sports fan.
Yeah,
it just kind of blows you away. But I hear what you're saying. It's like I wasn't aware of a lot of that stuff that they were talking about too. It really made that opening sequence really made the game of baseball feel very majestic, very
You felt like you're a part of something epic.
Yeah.
And like, this, I'm part of this destiny and this legacy. Oh my God. I feel so special. And then you start playing the game and you're like, these characters look very realistic. The animation is spot on. I don't know if they did performance capture or just motion capture, but every time someone swings, they don't all swing the same. They don't swing the same bat. Some of them do multiple positions, and the way that they hold their bats or when they're fielding, like it's incredibly detailed. And all the celebrations, like if you get a home run, I just had my first grand slam today, and I was like, hells yes. I felt so awesome doing it. And I'm playing as the Blue Jays, obviously.
Oh yeah, me too.
Because we're Canadian and we're in the GTA-ish area. And it was amazing. The detail in just the visuals, and I'm not even talking about the sound yet. We'll talk about that next. But like,
yeah, that's where I was gonna go.
The fidelity of the graphics and everything. The stadiums are gorgeous. Like, when you play a full game, it goes from daytime to like nighttime. So, like, even how the stadium looks as you're playing it, and as the night progresses.
When it comes down to it. These series, whether they're MLB The Show or NBA 2K or NHL, whatever it happens to be, these series are regular releases. They come out either yearly or every other year. I know some of the games have taken a little hiatus, but most of the time these are yearly releases.
Yeah.
And when these games come out, they need some reason. They need to give some reason for the players to pick up the new copy, the new edition. And so they can't just give you a plain bare bones baseball game anymore.
Yeah.
It has to have more.
You playing baseball. This is actual.
And you haven't even started talking about the different game.
Yeah, we're not talking about,
right? Like, we haven't even gotten there yet. Just the fact that they're like, okay, we have a baseball game. There's a baseball game ready. What else do we need to do? Well, let's look at the crowd. We need to make the crowd look better. We need to make sure that it's not
generic crowds either.
Yeah. Like, they're not getting three models and repeating them over and over again throughout the crowd, right? So they're like, okay, the crowd sound. Okay, let's now what else do we need to do? Okay, well, let's talk about like the day and night cycle. Let's talk about the weather, the wind, the rain. Let's talk about what the grass.
Did you get weather? I didn't play anything where the weather changed. I wasn't sure if that was.
You know what? I didn't see anything either. But now I want to.
Yeah,
I want to go find out.
Let's talk about the sound because. This is something I remember noticing when I was playing the NHL games, is that they started adding announcers. The crowd sounds were way better because people are playing with surround sound. You get a lot of oral like fidelity. Like you get random people like saying comments to the pitcher or to the batter on the cage. And I was playing it today, and my wife was sitting beside me, and she was laughing because some guy was like, "Hey, swing and a miss, batter, come on!"
Yeah,
and he like they're hackling your players as you're playing, and it felt so real. And like, bad props to the gents who are the announcers, who are actual baseball announcers, because it's spot on.
It sounds like a baseball game, and every player they say every player's name, and they say it like it's been properly recorded. It's not like next up is Smith.
You know,
it's not like it's broken up like that. It's like, all right, up next at bat we have John Smith batting for you know, like it's everything's been like pre-recorded. It sounds like it fits perfectly, and I'm just taking a peek at how big the game is. 66 gigabytes.
Yep,
is what this game is sitting at inside the PS5. And I know we're not really talking other games right now, but that this idea of sound design, when I downloaded NBA 2K23. It was over 100 gigabytes.
Yep, that makes sense.
Right? And it says the same thing. A lot of, like, the whole game is completely, called by these announcers.
As you're playing it, too, which makes my brain, like, I was batting today, and they were talking about how the pitcher was like, oh, he probably shouldn't go towards the box because that would not make sense in this thing. And then the pitcher did go in the box, like he did throw towards the box, and they started like talking about how that was a bad idea, or how he's really good with the changeup, he should have done that. And I was like, what What? How am I actually playing this game while this is being announced? And like, I don't understand how they programmed this to be so realistic as it's happening, because things change when you're playing as a random player. So it's I don't understand. It breaks my head.
And the game is aware. The game is aware. It updates its rosters. It's mm-hmm. It knows what happens. Like if you're playing against a team that won the championship the year before, you know, the commenters might make a comment on that. You know, these guys are World Series champs, or you know, like it's aware. Or when you go up to bat, it might be like, okay, he's been hitting. It'll give you your all your stats.
Yeah.
Right, and it's not just going to show you the stats on the screen. They'll announce. They'll talk.
And it's
about
not just the stats that are in the actual major leagues. It's your stats that you've been playing through the season on the PS5. So it's like, I don't understand it.
It's like your magic. Own stats that you've been developing. It's also in-game stats.
Yeah,
it's like, all right, you're up again. You know. You've struck out in the last two innings, you know, and it'll tell you that, right?
I would love to see how they recorded the audio for this, because it astounds me how realistic everything feels.
Yeah.
Like it boggles my brain. Anyway.
You're dealing with a AAA title.
Yeah. Also, the music feels like you're at a baseball game. Like, not only are they playing songs that are awesome and new and you'd hear at like the Sky Dome or Rogers Center, is that what it's
Rogers
called?
Rogers Center. Yep.
God,
that's what the kids are calling.
I don't like that. But it also, like, the music fades the background like it does in when you're watching on TV. Like, man, it's so good. I did not expect to like this game or be impressed as I was, because I was like, oh, you know, sports
it's,
game.
You just thought it's just another baseball.
It's a baseball game. Just, but this is like a simulation of a baseball game, but also being fun at the same time, because some simulation games take things way too seriously, and then I just can't handle it.
Yeah.
But is this like treading a fine line between both?
Well, especially when you get into some of those other game modes.
Yes. Let's talk about those game modes.
Yeah.
So the first
one. How was that for a segue?
That was a good segue.
Right.
You can stay on the show. So the first one we can talk about is the storylines mode, which is the road to the show where you create your own personal character. You can take a picture of yourself on the MLB app. And
okay,
then
tell about your experience with that, because I didn't get to try that part.
So I mapped my face onto my character, and it was weird. Mostly because it was my face on my TV. But like it looked real enough for me to be like, oh, that's creepy. And then it would be like chewing, and I'm like, I don't chew like that, and I don't...
Chew in the tobacco?
And I don't spit like that, but it's definitely me on screen, and my kids are like, that's weird.
Did you make yourself, like, jacked? Can you change your,
you can change your muscle mass, you can change your waist and your height and your... So I did everything proportion-wise, so it looked like me on screen, but much better at baseball than I actually am.
You're not giving yourself enough credit there, Eric.
I know.
rookie of the year? You just have to break your arm.
Or, I thought that was Angel in the Outfield. Was that
that's
the
a
year?
Different one.
Oh, but same
rookie
kid,
year,
right?
He broke his arm, and then when it healed, he was able to throw fastballs.
Yeah, he was like this, right?
Yeah,
fair.
Angels in the Outfield was, didn't that have Christopher Lloyd in it?
Yeah, but it's had I think it had the same
Tony
kid.
Tony Danza was in it too, I think.
I think the same kid is what confuses me. Anyway, that's not important.
It was all the same kid, all those movies.
So basically, this career mode, you start off in the minor leagues, and you're just sort of trying to get drafted into the MLB, and you're playing through, and you're trying to, you get to play around with your stats of where you want to play. Like, you don't have to be a pitcher. You don't have to just be maybe a designated hitter or something like that. But as you go through the season, you get better. So it's like a role play. It's like you're earning XP. And then,
so I chose pitcher when I created my character.
I did a random character. I think they're also always called Joe Random.
Yeah.
So that the announcers can call your name.
But I didn't choose, like, I didn't build the character. I just let it auto-generate.
Oh, yeah. There was that, too. Also, as you go through
this... a very tall gentleman with a very bushy beard.
You can still change that. It's very customizable.
Yeah,
as you're going through, you unlock different slots for... abilities, or like you can hit better,
armor,
pitch better,
armor, weapons, you relics. Know.
Exactly.
Espers
is Diablo, because as you play through the game into any mode, you get experience, and as you level up each level, you get what I love, and they did this in NHL as well. You get baseball cards that are like power ups and stuff. Have you unlocked many cards? And
not that many.
I find that the progress goes very slowly. This was like my big thing. Is that
I think for some people, especially collection people, I could see them wanting to play.
I am one of those people. But I was like, this is taking too long to collect things. I want more now. Like I expected to get like at least one or two packs my first go playing.
Yeah.
I got zero packs my first like two games. And I was like, what the hell? Why is my XP not going higher? Am I that bad? I am that bad. But I should be still getting cards. That being said, I like the idea of cards as power-ups, especially since it doesn't affect the regular teams. It's purely for your journey.
What was also kind of cool about the journey, and I don't know, this might have been a thing, like we both said at the top that we haven't played a lot of the show in the past, but the idea that you're playing from the perspective of your player on the field, and most of the time you play baseball games, you're kind of up above the field, maybe looking down, like if you have to press the down button to throw it to home plate, you have to press the left and the right, depending on which, you know what I mean? It's all set up in that kind of view. And when you play an exhibition game, it kind of looks like that. But when you play the career mode where you're actually one single player on that field, you get to see what they see.
You're always that character, which I love.
You are that character. And I chose to be a pitcher. And so I was pitching, and when the ball got hit, the camera would swing around and it would be what I was seeing. And I was watching my outfielders going to catch that ball. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was there ready if I was needed, but I wasn't controlling all the players as you normally would in a baseball game like that.
Yeah.
So it was neat. It felt like you were part of a team.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought the same thing. I ended up doing pitching and batting and field because my character is trying out different things. But it was very neat. And this is probably my favorite mode in the game. Like, I really, really liked learning about this.
Yeah, you could have some fun playing through that. And it didn't seem like it would be too hard to kind of pick that up and just play a game or two and then put it down. Exactly. Like, you didn't have to, it wasn't going to be like a huge time commitment.
It's because you're not playing every single person throughout every single inning. It's just your character. So you'll skip batting until you get to, like, until they rotate back to you, right? So it might not be for another inning or two.
When you do come back, you're like, oh, we're up by 2 points.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. And I love that.
You may not have even hit those. It's not like when you play as every player, then you were responsible for every run that your team got. In this case, the rest of the team may have been, you know, popping some dingers.
Yeah.
And you, you know, may have just been sitting on the benches.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is, you know, what real life would have been like. Anyway, the next mode is called the Diamond Dynasty, which allows it's sort of you creating and competing online. I didn't play this because when I saw online, it scared me.
Yeah.
I'm not a competitive person and I'm not good at sports game. I'm competitive. That's a lie. I am a competitive person, but I'm not competitive in sports games because I'm bad at them.
Yeah, like if it was like Destiny or something like that, you would hop in and do some multiplayer matches.
Yeah.
But that's kind of more your comfort zone. Same thing here. I didn't really hop in to play any games against. I would rather play against, like I said, my son was playing with me, so I'd rather do
some. I'd rather play against an 11-year-old.
Yeah, and he kicked my butt.
Damn,
he really did.
Yeah.
Like, he was really, I beat him at NBA 2K though, so it's all was fair in the universe. But he destroyed me at the show 23. But we had a blast playing, and I think I wouldn't have as much fun playing against strangers online. I know some people really enjoy that though.
When I play NHL, I don't play online. I don't like it. I don't like it. It's not for me. That being said, I'm sure it's amazing because everything else so far has been so good. The next mode I'm talking about is March to October, which is you playing as a team through this very specific part of the season. And it's usually you playing the last couple innings of a match. So those are the most important ones. Like, you may be down, or you may be tied, or you may be ahead, but what you do in these last couple innings is what really clinches the game. And this was really fun as well. I thought it was fast paced. Sometimes when you go into, like, if you do an exhibition, you're like, well, I'm playing a whole game, so it's going to take forever. But this is just because it's the last two or three innings. It's really good, and it feels like you're like, everything's high stakes. You know what I mean?
There's a strategic component to it too, right? You're like, you're managing your players. You're managing sort of what kind of things you can do in that moment to sort of pull out that win.
Yeah, exactly. This was another one. This is probably my third favorite thing I did. I was trying to think, because there's one more thing that I've really enjoyed. The next mode is franchise mode, and this is the most detailed thing I've ever seen in my life. This
is like where, sports management simulator.
It really is. It's where you play as a GM for a team, and then you take control of the franchise. And it's not just you controlling your players, it's also controlling your coaches, like who to fire, who to hire, your sponsorships, because you want to make money, you want to make sure you're in the green. Like, there was a lot of money in this. This is where,
oh my goodness,
I know so many sports fans are so meticulous on the stats and how things are run, and this is like their bread and butter. But,
well, it's like as meticulous as we are on things like Star Wars and Star Trek.
It's true. It's you true. Know? Like if we were talking about the warp core of a Odyssey class starship, we're like, yeah, well, obviously you'd want to put the power into this, and then yeah.
We'd be ready with that.
But if does
it impress the ladies? Not as much. No.
Doesn't
but
it?
We'll be ready if one of those Galaxy Quest situations shows up and Tim Allen calls us and we have to walk him through something.
I'm fine with that. I'm 100% fine with that. I did play this for a while just to see if I could get my head around it, but it was too much micromanaging and like too much stats.
A lot of it felt like guessing. Like, am I supposed to do this? Well, let's try it and see what happens.
I fired a couple coaches and hired some new ones, and I don't know if it made it better or worse. That was the thing for me, because I was like, I think I did a good thing. I do like that.
I fired the good one.
I do like that you can you can let the AI control your team, like as it plays games for you. But occasionally it'll be like, you know what? This is a very close game, and it can go either way. Do you want to maybe jump into this game and help out? And I'm like, God damn it. Yeah, sure. I'll do that. And then I'd win or I'd lose. And then I'd be happy or sad. But again, it's that last couple innings again. So it's sort of like what was that mode called? It was called March to October.
Yeah.
So I wish I could get my head around this type of stats work. That this is why I also don't play fantasy football. Yeah. Like people have invited me to that. And I'm like, I don't understand what this is.
People who know the players, all the players by name, and then even beyond that, they know where each of those players have played for the last 10 years.
Yeah.
And even beyond that, they know
like
what their stats are
for each year of the years that they've played. Like, I understand, like, because I'm like that with, you know, with Star Wars characters, or at least I used to be, but not real life people that change.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man. And then, you know, this is probably my favorite part of this, and it's a really new addition, and I think it's really cool. It's called the Negro Leagues, and it's where you learn about all these amazing baseball stars of the past, and you get to celebrate their stories. And really, there's, I think, 8 or 9 different players that you get to go through, like Jackie Robinson. Mm-hmm. And like I've played through 4 or 5 of them, and they go through different aspects of that baseball player. And as you're doing it, there's this historian talking to you about how influential they are to the game and to people and to culture. And like, it's one of those times when you're sitting there like, this is me learning about stuff that I would never have learned about.
And it's representation that I feel like should have been there a long time ago, but is starting to make its way into, starting to make its way into kind of a little bit more mainstream in a way that's really going to educate people. Like when I was playing the game, like we had mentioned before, the opening sequence of this game and how it sort of introduces everything. Well, it did start talking about the Negro League, and my son was asking me, "What's this all about? What happened? Why did they? You know, why was there a problem with black players in baseball in the past? Were they being treated unfairly?" And so we were able to have a conversation about that, and we were able to participate in the event in a way that was educational, but it was also fun. It was interesting. It just goes on that idea that they need to add new content to these games, and this is a particularly nice piece of content that I think is going to have a lot of value moving forward.
Yeah. I think this is going to be just this year, and purely because this is the 75th anniversary of Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier in the MLB. So I think that's why they included it this year, but it was such a good inclusion. I would also love to know about other baseball players, like important ones that have, you know, broken different barriers, like Jackie Robinson. Like it's such a good section of the game. To celebrate the 75th anniversary, they released this special card pack that's I think $5, and it has some featured items that are related to Jackie Robinson. So that's sort of cool. That's you know, they have to have the microtransaction because it's a modern game, and that's what they do. Other than that, they also had other modes. Like they had a challenge of the week where I think the one right now is a home run challenge. So you're pitted against a pitcher, and then, you know, this is an online challenge that I would do because it's just me against a pitcher, and then it's an AI controlled pitcher.
It's not you against some 13-year-old kid that's going to swear at you the whole time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's just me batting badly like I normally am, but trying to get as far as I can. And then, you know, it's a competition that with other people that I don't have to deal with in real life. There is also the moments where you do special moments in the game, and then home run derby, which is, you know, obviously a home run derby.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you get the things like I said earlier, like exhibition matches and.
Yeah. And that's where I started. The first thing I did, because I was like, there's so much in here that if I'm just going to play a game with my son, I'm just going to pick an exhibition game. We're just going to have a little bit of fun. And I think it's a good place to start. Like if you're new to the series, if you don't have a lot of background in baseball games, you know, just build an exhibition game. It takes a couple seconds to put together a game, pick your favorite teams, and just start having fun.
You know what you should have done is played retro mode. Did you try that one?
I did not. Is there a retro mode?
There's a retro mode, right? It's right by the exhibition thing. And it plays like old Super Nintendo baseball, where you just like throw with one button, and then, you know, you bat with one button. It's super easy to get.
Does it have retro graphics too?
No, but it has that angle. You know, the old angle where you're not behind the pitch, you're like above it. So you sort of see the everything.
Ooh.
Yeah,
I'm gonna play that tonight. That's awesome.
yeah, it's actually really really good. Is there anything else you want to talk about for this game? Like, I thought it was phenomenal. It was really fun. I was not expecting it. I was not. That's the biggest thing is that I didn't think I would have as much fun as I did. And my kids started getting interested in baseball, which I think is weird.
Yeah. You know what's interesting too is that baseball is a difficult game to explain to somebody. Like I find that even when I was trying to explain it to my kids, it's something that I feel like you're taught by your parents and you just kind of bring it from generation to generation.
You sort of have to experience in real life because you're like, I have to sit until someone's like, you can go hit a ball now?
Yeah.
I guess.
And then you get the ball, you got to go to this base, and then it's okay, but what if they hit the
and you
can
steal
the ball,
and
they can steal the base, but if you get caught stealing the base, and if you catch a fly ball, that's out, when you can even catch a foul ball. There's all these rules that you kind of know experiencing baseball, but they're hard to explain to someone. And a game like this, I think, is a great way for young people to get exposed to the game itself, like how to play. It's a very relaxing, non-threatening environment to play, to learn the game in. And then maybe that'll get more people outside and playing the game for real.
Yeah, for sure. I like that. That's actually really, it's really quite true. I think my kids wanted to hit a baseball today, and I was like, it's raining. I'm not going outside for that. Anyway.
That'd be wet.
That being said, I thought this game was phenomenal. I sort of want to break it down by visuals, sound, and then gameplay as review, like for numbers, but I think that's going to be too much because that's too much. But if you had to rate this out of a, what do you want to do, 10 or 5?
Ooh, what have you done for previous games?
We come sometimes switch between them. Let's go with 10. I think like
10
gives a good rounder number.
It should be out of 9 for 9 innings.
Oh no, that's too much. That's too confusing.
Too confusing.
I give it a 7 out of 5. No, let's do 10 and only do by half points if you want to give a half point. What would you give this game?
So I'm right there with you in terms of how surprised I was with where baseball games have come, and based on what I was expecting from this, there's very little that I would feel would need to be changed about this game. Everything just, it was smooth.
Yep.
It was fun to play. It was an immersive experience. I'm going to go straight for a 9.5.
No. Yeah. Your boy were, yeah. Wow. That, yeah. I was going to go with a 9 just because of everything we said. I feel like if I got to understand the GM mode more, then I would give it a higher score. But I don't think the tutorial for that part was as detailed as it should be, or at least not dumbed down enough for a regular person.
And you may not have all the background knowledge that you might need for something like to be really successful at something like that. Like, I'm sure the game will show you the ropes and to take it to the next level, to actually be really good at it. It's like you said, fantasy football and stuff. People who play that stuff are good at it because they understand all the mechanics that lie behind it.
Yeah. Like when you do your own character, like everything is explained to you in such a good detail. But when you get in the GM mode, they're sort of like, this is where you do this, and this is where you do this, and then they just sort of leave you there. And instead of being like, okay, maybe you should try this at this time, and you know, sort of, I want the hand holding for this,
right? But they're probably assuming, you don't really know this stuff. You're not going to click on this.
Yeah,
you're just going to play your exhibition game.
That's very, very smart. All right, so we got a 9.5 and a 9 on this for this awesome game by San Diego.
Fantastic game.
Mad props to everyone who made this game. And again, thank you to Sony for providing us a code so that we could review this.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to be back really soon because we're going to be talking about Picard Season 3 and Mando Season 3. Two seasons that just ended, and we're going to do one giant special where we talk about both shows. That's coming up really soon. And so thank you guys for coming out here. Thank you, Shows, for coming and talking about baseballs.
Thank you. Sports
MLB
ball.
The show. So definitely check it out if you can. It's on every console, so it's not hard to find. For Shows, for me, we're Geeks with Kids. We'll see you guys soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Well, that's it for us this week on Geeks with Kids. If you want to get a hold of us, you can send us an email at podcast@geekswithkids.ca. And don't forget to like us on Facebook at facebook.com/geekswithkids. Follow us on Twitter at geekswithkidscn. Check out our pics on Instagram at geekswithkids. And you can find all of this good stuff on our website at www.geekswithkids.ca. So if you like what you hear, why don't you hit that subscribe button and leave us a comment. This podcast can be found on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Stitcher, YouTube, and your favorite podcasting app. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.